Welcome back to NewsRamp Events for Thursday morning, August 6th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Focus Universal Inc. to showcase deterministic AI technology at H.C. Wainwright 28th Annual Global Investment Conference. Focus Universal Inc. is set to showcase its deterministic AI technology at the H.C. Wainwright 28th Annual Global Investment Conference in New York City. The company's SEC financial reporting automation software, including its Eggerization and XBRL tag components, aims to revolutionize financial reporting by offering speed and accuracy beyond human capabilities. Interested parties are invited to witness the groundbreaking technology firsthand and schedule meetings during the conference.
George Salinas injury lawyers raises $7,000 for kinetic kids at San Antonio Missions game. George Salinas injury lawyers raised $7,000 for kinetic kids during a San Antonio Missions baseball game on May 16th. The funds, generated through an auction of special edition player jerseys, will support the nonprofit's adaptive sports and fine arts programs for children with special needs. Firm founder George Salinas threw out the ceremonial first pitch at Nelson West Wolf Municipal Stadium, where the Missions faced the Wichita Wind Surge in a Sandlot-themed promotion.
Volunteer ministers launch disaster preparedness initiative in Tulsa with community leaders and cultural celebration. The WUS volunteer ministers launched a disaster preparedness initiative in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bringing together community leaders, nonprofits, and residents for an evening of emergency preparedness and cultural celebration. The event featured traditional folkloric dances by Pequilas Lee, promoting cultural heritage. Guest speakers highlighted the importance of disaster preparedness and community collaboration, emphasizing the power of working together to improve disaster readiness and support networks for residents in Oklahoma.
East Hollywood residents celebrate National Night Out at Church of Scientology, Los Angeles. East Hollywood residents came together at the Church of Scientology Los Angeles for a national night out, joining communities nationwide to promote public safety and community engagement. The event featured activities for all ages, including games, face painting, and a water slide. Firefighters from Los Angeles Fire Department Station 35 were honored for their service, emphasizing the importance of building strong, supportive neighborhoods.
Denver Charter Bus Co. helps event planners navigate Colorado's booming group travel industry with direct fleet management. Denver Charter Bus Co. advises event planners in Colorado to prioritize direct fleet management over third-party brokers to ensure reliable transportation. With a focus on owning their vehicles and employing certified drivers, the company aims to avoid logistical failures often seen with brokers. As the group travel industry booms, Denver Charter Bus Co. emphasizes the importance of transparent pricing and direct coordination for a smooth, professional experience.
What are the Peace Rides LA? The Peace Rides in Los Angeles are a symbol of hope and unity in communities affected by violence. Founded by United in Peace, this grassroots movement brings people together to reduce violence and promote lasting peace. Through colorful processions and community rallies, participants spread a message of solidarity and compassion. The movement has expanded nationwide, with events in cities like Harlem and Oakland, fostering dialogue and cooperation for safer neighborhoods.
Drug-Free World Mobile Exhibit highlights Pasadena's National Night Out. The Drug-Free World Mobile Exhibit was a highlight of Pasadena's National Night Out, offering interactive displays and educational booklets on drug awareness. Visitors took the Drug-Free Pledge and enjoyed games, giveaways, and meeting first responders. Police Chief Gene Harris emphasized the event's focus on community partnerships for safety. For more information, visit the Foundation for a Drug-Free World website.
Global leaders and youth launch the next 25 years of human rights education at United Nations Summit. Global leaders and youth gathered at the United Nations Summit to launch the next 25 years of human rights education. The event, hosted by Youth for Human Rights International and United for Human Rights, celebrated the 25th anniversary under the theme Education for Peace, a 25th year legacy. Participants from 82 nations discussed expanding human rights education worldwide, emphasizing the importance of empowering the next generation to champion human rights.
HKTDC August events open next week with wellness focus. HKTDC's August events kick off next week with a focus on wellness, featuring global foods, tea culture, healthy living, and smart home innovations under the theme Live Well, Stay Well. The five fairs will bring together over 1,850 exhibitors from 30 countries, offering a platform for sourcing, networking, and retail experiences for industry professionals and the public.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.